very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, February the 2nd, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Nhlanga Nyawuye. Tonight on Live Talk, we are discussing about the future of Zimbabweans in South Africa whose special permits end June 30th. Of more than 180,000 holders of these special permits are women who fled Zimbabwe because of political violence and economic hardships. Today, the Zimbabwean Embassy in South Africa held a meeting to address the issue of repatriation of those whose special Zimbabwean permits are not renewed by June 30th. Zimbabwe's ambassador to South Africa, David Hamazripi, said the government is going to assist those willing to return home and will be conducting a mapping exercise this month and next month to identify those who wish to return home. They said it will also be profiling some high-powered women running programs that empower other women and young girls in the country. Nasi tukutarisa shuri kuitika munyaya dzemagwaro ekugara munyika yeSouth Africa eZimbabwe exemption permits ayo ari kupera muna chikumi. Mumiriri weZimbabwe muSouth Africa vaDavid Hamazripi vaudza vatori venhau neveruzhinji kuti muzinda weZimbabwe munyika iyi wakagadzirira kubatsira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kuda kudzokera kumusha mukupera kwachikumi gore rino pachimiswa magwaro ekushandisa eZimbabwe exemption permit nehurumende yeSouth Africa. Vaamadziripi vati muzinda wavo uchashandisa mwedzi uno newakukadzi newakurima kunyoresa vanoda kubatsirwa kuti vadzokere kumusha. Vanhu vakawandisa vari kutarisana nedambudziko iri madzimai achitaurawo nemadzimai ari kuita zvirongwa. Tichataurawo nemadzimai ari kuita zvirongwa zvinobatsira mamwe madzimai nevanasikana munyika. But first, by Zimbabwe, which is attempting to revive its agricultural sector with support from controversial partner Belarus, which is under sanctions for supporting Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko visited Zimbabwe this week on his first trip to sub-Saharan Africa. Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare.
After years of letting the country's farmers mostly plow and seed their fields by hand, Zimbabwe's government has started large-scale mechanization of its agriculture industry, which has suffered from low productivity for years. The equipment comes from Belarus. 28-year-old farmer Mufudzi Madzorera received a tractor and is encouraging others to use agricultural machinery too.
I managed to do over 100 hectares of land. I ripped it and plowed it at my own time, at my own pace. And it's way better than hiring out. Hiring out, it consumes time and honestly, it becomes more expensive. Owning your own tractor is cheaper because the government of Zimbabwe is then giving us an option whereby you can pay for this within a period of 5 years.
Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko visited Zimbabwe on January 3rd, bringing with him 1,000 tractors and other agriculture equipment.
Но мы готовы всегда помогать вам.
Despite the distance that separates us, we are ready to cooperate with you to get everything you need, to give you a helping hand anywhere, anytime, help you address all the issues, all the problems that you have.
Belarus is the subject of US and European sanctions for supporting Russia's war on Ukraine, something Zimbabwe's president addressed.
Both Belarus and Zimbabwe are serious candidates of sanctions. So it is not surprising to see victims of sanctions cooperating.
The US, the EU and other Western nations imposed sanctions on Zimbabwe's leadership in the early 2000s following reports of election rigging and human rights abuses. Political analyst Alexander Rusero explains why he thinks Zimbabwe has turned to Belarus.
Zimbabwe is trying to modulate isolation, to modulate sanctions by going to those states that Zimbabwe perceives to be safer and better to deal with, because those kinds of dealings, they do not come with any form of conditionalities such as democracy, such as issues of human rights, etc., which normally the West insists on.
Agriculture was once Zimbabwe's economic backbone until the land reform program of late President Robert Mugabe drove experienced farmers off their land in the early 2000s and sent farm production into a downward spiral. With the help from Belarus, the government hopes it can revive the sector and rejuvenate the long-struggling economy. Columbus Mavungam for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
The Zimbabwean government says it will help all Zimbabweans living in South Africa who will be forced to return home after the expiry of their special permits in South Africa on June the 30th. Addressing the media today in Pretoria, Zimbabwe's ambassador to South Africa, David Hamazripe, said his office will be conducting a mapping exercise in February, March 2023 to identify and register permit holders who wish to return to Zimbabwe. But economists are warning that Zimbabwe does not have the capacity to assist the more than 180,000 permit holders and their families to return home. Tusa Kumalo files this report from Pretoria in South Africa.
Ekhuluma nabezindaba ePretoria lamhlanje umelwe Zimbabwe kweSouth Africa umnumzana David Hamazripe uthe uhulumende weZimbabwe usezilungiselele ukwemukela labo abazakhetha ukubuyela ekhaya. Uthe sebevule ikhasi ebulenjini be-internet lapho bonke abafuna ukubuyela ekhaya kuzafuze babhalise kugoqela lokubhalisa uncedo abaludinga uhulumende weZimbabwe kulolu hambo. Ngemva kwalolu hlelo kuzalandela olokuvulwa kwendawo zokubhalisa ezabelweni zonke zakwele South Africa.
Some zip holders have decided they want to go back to Zimbabwe and they need assistance.
Vanengi abalama permit la asebethe bafuna ukuphindela ekhaya. Yibo labo esithi kubo uhulumende weZimbabwe ufuna ukulisiza wozani.
Giving you the opportunity to be able to take advantage of that assistance and facilitation that we can give.
Umnumzana Hamazripe uvumile ukuthi ukubuyela ekhaya lokho kuzaphazamisa abantwana besikolo. Uthe uncedo abaluphayo lugoqela ukuphathisa ngamabhasi okuhambisa kulabo abalesidingo esedlulisa amalawulo ukudlulisa impahla zabo emngceleni zingathelanga lokunye. Ezinye izalwane zeZimbabwe sezemukele lelinyathelo. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Lizwe Gwebu uthi lolu hlelo luzasiza ukuthi asebexotshiwe laba kwele South Africa babuyele ekhaya ngesizotha.
Siyakujabulela kakhulu mavula ma diploma ama programs angaka lokhu zababalazo bezizoba nzima ukuthi zizohamba njani. Okunye kokhona yikho okwenza ukuthi abantu begcine bengahambi kakhulu okukhulunywa ngabantwana ukuthi kule nhlelo ezenziwayo for ukuthi ba-transfer abantwana from isayithi bakwazi ukufika abandela isikolo bengahluphekanga. Mina ngibona ngani sijabulele kakhulu lokho.
Umnumzana Buthelezwe Nyathi okhokhela iqembu le-Boots elilwela ukuthi abaxotshwayo laba babuyele ngenhlonipho laye uthi basemukela ngezandla zombili isimemezelo sommeli weZimbabwe eSouth Africa.
Ngithanda ukuthi sibonge kakhulu umsebenzi lo oyenziwa yi-government yaseZimbabwe through embassy lapha eSouth Africa. Thina siyi-Boots, i-Boots emelele ukuthi abantu kufanele bebuyele ekhaya, isithunzi sabo sihlangene, hayi ukuthi bedeportwa. Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi embassy iyeza ne-government yeZimbabwe izama ukuthi incedisane nathi.
Kodwa-ke sinye isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Jabunyathi uthi lobanje elemukela leli nyathelo kuyingozi ukubuyisela izinkulungwane zezizalwane zeZimbabwe ekhaya kungalungiswanga izinto ezabaxotsha elizweni.
Kodwa kunento leyo ukuthi yini ebangela ukuthi abantu babaleke emizini yabo bazo yinto yedlame, into leyo imele ilungiswe because akuzukusiza ukuthi abantu babuyele bayohlala bayobhadla phakathi kodlame lo owenza ukuthi babaleke. If into yomnotho abantu bangazama ukuze baziphilele if into yomnotho, but into engakho emele ilungise ingaba yinto yodlame.
Usenjalo udaba lolabo abaphikisa ukuxothwa kwabezimbabwe laba kwele South Africa luzangena emthethwandaba uMabasa. Ingcitshi zithi ungenzeka umthethwandaba usesule isinqumo sokuxothwa kwabezimbabwe laba kumbe udlulisele phambili isikhathi sokuxothwa kwabo kumbe uvumelane nalesi sinqumo. Melesulo 7 ePretoria kwele South Africa nguThuso Khumalo.
Now, let's take a short break. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And we're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. We are now joined by our guest, Diana Zimbuzana Chambara, the program's manager for the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum in South Africa. And we also have a Skype guest who will be coming later on. But welcome to the program, Mr. Zimbuzana.
Thank you very much for the invite.
Yes, we saw that there was a meeting at the embassy in South Africa today, and also the embassy saying that it is willing to provide buses for those that wish to come back home to Zimbabwe. That's what they were saying at that meeting today. But I know that the burning issue today is that of people being forced to return to Zimbabwe. How is the mood in South Africa, Ms. Zimbuzana Chambara?
For those who have already decided to go, it's a good initiative. But for those who have decided not to go, well, nothing will change. Whatever the embassy says, they will remain put. But those who have were already putting plans in place to return to Zimbabwe of their own accord, it's a good initiative because now they will do so at a lesser cost than they had initially planned.
Mm-hmm. And staying with you, Mrs. Zimbuzana Chambara, what are people doing, especially women in South Africa, to have this issue resolved so that people are not forced to return to Zimbabwe?
Well, people in general and women in particular, especially those with school-going children, there's a pending court case that they are waiting. It's rolling on. It hasn't been finalized. It's still within the courtroom. And so most of these women now are hoping that the court will rule in their favor. That is one thing. The other aspect is that now there's a lot of women who are thinking of going elsewhere, not particularly Zimbabwe. In fact, from what we have seen, they are now preferring to go to the UK. The word on the streets is that the UK is in need of care workers. So most of them are saying, by the time my permit expires, I should have migrated to the United Kingdom.
Tombotaura nerimi rwa mai kuti tiri kuona zviri kutaurwa neembassy izvi asi tingatarisa kuti imomo muSouth Africa zvakamira sei takatarisa nyanya madzimai panguva ino panyaya iyi yekudzokera kumusha.
Madzimai ano vamwe vacho varoda kudzokera kumusha. Ndo vakanga vatogara vakaronga kare kuti haaini panopera mapermits aya ndodzokera zvangu. Asi vanga vasina kuronga kuti vanoda kudzokera kumusha ivo vari kuti zvataurwa neembassy zvaazvinei navo nekuti ivo havadzokeri. Saka ivavo vakatotiwo one day kozoita kune vamwe vari kutiwo aiwa isusu zvekucharamba tichagara muno hatichadi asi hatidzokere kuZimbabwe saka vari kutiwo vari kuenda kumhiri kwemakungwa uko kuchando kuti vanotsvagawo cheuviri vari ikoko saka ndo mamiriro akaita zvinhu pari zvino asi chimwe chiri kuita kuti vamwe vanhu vati hatidzokeri pari zvino ndechekuti nyaya iyi yemapemiti ichapinda mumatarika saka paichapinda mumatare ndo pachazobuda kuti vanhu zvaatopera here kana kuti pane chimwe chichabudapo saka vanhu vari kumirira kuti vazokuti matare anotonga achiti kudini kana matare achinge atonga apedza izvozvo vanhu vamwe vanozoona kuti vangaite sei kuti voramba vari muno kana kuti vobuda zvavo voenda kumusha kana kuti vobuda zvavo voenda kune dzimwe nyika
saka ava vari kutaura zvekuenda kuchando ndinoona madzimai akawanda padande mutande vari kuzvifambisa sei vari kubva imomo musouth africa
vazhinji vacho vari kuitawo makosikosi iyayaya vamwe vacho vanotsvagurudza muno mumacho kuti zvinoitwa kupi voitaita vari muno vamwewo ndo vari kubva vatombotuta zvezvizuva zvishomanana vodzokera kumusha vonoita makosi acho vari kumusha nokuti kunonzi kunodiwa english ka chirungu kunonzi unofanira kunge uchigona chirungu kwozonzi kunodiwa certificate yacho yekwek saka izvo zvese izvozvo vazvinenge zvichibhadharwa zvakare saka vamwe vanenge vachitarisa kuti vakakonveta mari dzacho neus dollar inoshandirwa kumusha nerandi rinotarirwa kuno kuri chipande kupi voita zvavanoita asi vanhu kumagurupu gurupu ikoko nekumaofisi kwedu uku vanova vachitotibvunzawo kuti ndingaite sei kuti ndiendewo kuchando kuri kuenda vamwe vari kuona kunge zvekuchando zvinenge zviri nani pane muno
bata henyu makadaro we are lucky I understand we now have our second guest mai Muchanyara Cynthia Mukamuri the national general secretary of the Young Women's Christian Association of Zimbabwe welcome to the program
thank you and greetings
Greetings. We've been trying to get you over Skype, but I'm glad that we did get you over the phone. So the big topic here that we were talking about is the women, especially that may be returning to Zimbabwe from South Africa. But as your organization, how does it assist women and young girls who are in difficulty?
Okay, thank you very much. That's a very critical point and where women have fled Zimbabwe because of the economic situation. Perhaps before we proceed, let me just say it's raining heavily and therefore my internet connectivity is very weak and hence we have to use the phone. So women and girls have to cross the border to go to the neighboring countries, particularly South Africa and Botswana, to take a living through menial jobs and other professional jobs. But by the expiry of the permits that are being referred to, most women would want to come back in Zimbabwe. And then let me say, as the Young Women Christian Association, also known as YWCA, being an organization which is one of the oldest women's rights organizations in Zimbabwe, as it was founded in 1957, it exists to fight social, economic, and political injustices that prevail. Generally, we want to see women reaching their full potential. So as women come back to Zimbabwe, we as an organization, YWCA, we find it to ways and means to ensure that we rehabilitate, we also train those that need training, we link those that need linkages, we also consider the economic empowerment as our spine. As such, we wish for women to earn a living through clean means. And as such, we then work around how we can accept them, work with them, because we focus on everything about a woman, and particularly fighting poverty, which we saw as a key driver to some of the social problems that we have. So we exist in all the 10 provinces with the head office in Harare. As such, we are there even on our Facebook. We welcome those that will be coming home, and we have activities that we have lined up even for 2023 that will help for women not to be idle, but to occupy them. Most importantly, we would want them to improve their economic status, but we also work with other organizations to ensure women are gainfully employed.
Mm-hmm.
So,
if I may just come in there, Ms. Cynthia Mukamuri, you're in Zimbabwe yourself. How credible are the fears being raised by those in South Africa, in terms of them returning to Zimbabwe, especially women?
You know, what we want generally is a safer state, safe environment for women.
Mm-hmm.
Once the South Africans have the dealer operations going on and there's an homophobic attack, it is usually women and girls that suffer the most because there's usually violence that is perpetrated on them and some even being sexually abused. So it's better for them to come back home if they can. Once they come home, there are so many women's rights organizations that are ready to welcome them. So that at least we work together to see how they can find, how they can earn a living here in Zimbabwe. We wish to have our children, our women, our girls, who are the most vulnerable in our society, to be safe. And we are also glad that the government has extended an olive branch for them to come so that at least they get a welcome home, where we are here to receive them and then we help them to integrate them within society. It's never easy when a woman or a female person living out in where it's not safe. So it's better for them to come here. If they still want to go out wherever they have to go after obtaining a document that enables them to live in foreign countries, because we generally in Zimbabwe, we do not lie. Things are not easy. Basic of commodities continue to skyrocket, where it's beyond the reach of many. And as you can see, that inflation continues to rise, even as salaries remain stagnant. So it's not easy as they come in. We want them to know that we are still struggling and grappling with what we have. That which makes them go away is still there. But perhaps when they come, the realistic issue that we are saying is they have to come prepared to work with us and then see how they can earn a living.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please stay on the line. I understand we have a live caller. Tine Mutereri Wedu Atifonera. Mai Mulambo, Variku South Africa. Makadi Mai Mulambo.
Tinofara magadiyo.
Aiwa tiriwadi tipewo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya iyoyi yekuti imi muri ku South Africa izvo ikoko muri kuzvibata sei zvataona zvichiitika ku embassy nhasi avo vari kuti kune mabhazi evanoda kudzokera kumusha imi makamira sei munozviona sei semudzimai?
Inini semudzimai zvinhu zvokuti zvinotishungurudzei kunzi pinzishoni takutora zvinhu zvedu tibude muno South Africa, nekuti ndinoona kunge madzimai akawanda tanga tisati taredi to go.
Mm-hmm.
Nekuti tanga tisati tavaka kuZimbabwe. Saka semadzimai tinonoti shushukanei panyaya yekuti tinenge tiine vana tinozoshaya pekuti tigare. Zvakafanana nekuti wobva kuno kuSouth Africa uchienda kuZimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Unosvika kunotanga kusvika kumba kwaamwene kana kuti kutanga kusvika pamba pemunhu uchitanga kutonogara uri mumba nomumwe munhu, chinhu chino chandinoona chinoremera munhukadzi mazhinji kudarika munhurume.
Mm-hmm.
Saka ine chikumbiro changu, ndinenge ndichikumbira kuti saambasada vanga vachifanira kuti vagadzirisewo pekugara kuZimbabwe kuti vakwanise kuti vawawanise madzimai ari kudzoka kubva kuSouth Africa mastend nemutengo wakaderera.
Saka ndochamuri kuti imi dai mawana mukana wekuti hurumende ikunzwei kana kuti ambasada, ndochanga chiri chikumbiro chenyu?
Yes, tiri kutopotera kuna ambasada kuti vaendese kuhurumende yedu kuti vakadzi vari kuSouth Africa vari kuchema nechichemo chekuti kuti tiuye ikoko hatina pekugara. Mastens ku Zimbabwe anodhura, they are expensive. Hapana asingazivi kuti stand inodhura kutsvaga ku Zimbabwe. Tinoda kuti vaitewo kuti mastens aite mitengo yakaderera muguta kana kumaguta mabichi kana kuma growth points. Tiunowanawo pekupotera nevana vedu nevarume vedu tadzoka.
Saka pari zvino nemamiriro akaita zvino munoona muchizoita sei pachasvika June 30?
Takatoomerwa. Mabhazi hongu vari kupa zvavo free. Hapana chakangoitwa sekudaro, but isusu kutaura kuti munhukadzi wese havazokwanisi kutaura kuti no, tikuda kungoenda hedu kumucha, but chinhu chakaoma kuti kana waenda kumucha paunonosvikira pacho.
Okay.
Vakadzi havazokwanisi kuzvitaura. Zvinonyanyoshusha vanhukadzi kudarika vanhurume. Vanhurume munozviziva kuti vanongoti chero zvazvaita nhangu akanogara kuna mai vake, nhangu akanogara pai, munhurume ari raiti. Kasi munhukadzi unenge une vana vairi kana kuti vana vatatu, wongobva kuno uchiti uri kuenda unonoenda kumba mani, ndochimwe chiri kutinetsa. Saka takachikumbira hurumende yedu kuti itinzwisisowo kuti ikwanise kuti pamastens ane mutengo wakaderera.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu. Tinokutendai chaizvo, Mai Mulambo vari kuSouth Africa.
Zvakanaka. Ndoda kuti happy birthday kune mukuru weCC vaNelson Chamisa.
Aiwa, taurai henyu mazwi enyu ekuvakorokotera.
Zvichiti maelections apedyo, chitiite kuti zvifambe.
Ya, muri ipapo manga muri kutarira here zvanga zviri kuitika panyaya yeBelarus? Munoona kushanya kwemutungamiri weBelarus kuZimbabwe uchizobatsira here nyika?
Chisingazivi, nekuti zvimwe zvinogona togona kuti hazvibatsire, pamwe zvichaitawo kakubatsira mbichana. But takazviona kakawanda, but pasina chatinobatsirikana nacho, saka hatingashori hedu pamwe zvichabatsira.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo, Mai Mulambo. Regai tiende zvedu kuvanyarikani vedu. Let's go back to Miss Zimbudzana. Miss Zimbudzana, you heard what our caller there was saying. She says that she's really willing to go home, but the biggest issue is the issue of where to stay when she gets to Zimbabwe. Are these some of the issues that you as an organization have been taking up with some of the authorities in Zimbabwe?
These are some of the issues that people have come to us and told us. That the time frame that they were given to leave South Africa is so short that they cannot, most of them were not prepared for their departure from the Republic of South Africa. So they then cannot go back to Zimbabwe as it stands. We unfortunately have not been able to speak with the authorities in Zimbabwe on this issue, because we, as you can see, the issues that Zimbabwe and South Africa are grappling with are so intense that we didn't have then a chance to then put in an advocate's word to the authorities in Zimbabwe. But it is an issue that most women, and also men, have raised with us that they...
Thank you so much. I'm going to have to cut you off there and then just ask Mai Mukamuri to give us, where can people find you if they want to know more about your organization online?
Thank you, Madeline. We are in all the 10 provinces, but the head office is in Harare at 189 Westwood Drive in Westwood. But we also have presence and offices in Lawayo, along 9th Avenue between Ebbets Temple and Lubengula.
And online?
Online, we are at the YWCA Council of Zimbabwe Facebook, and then on Twitter at YWCA Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. I'm Marvelous in Slanganyahuye in Washington.